testimony about the Cleveland media.
Oh, yeah. You want to see how they covered it?
Yeah, I do.
God, you would think it was the biggest breaking news. This station, let's see. This is the ABC affiliate. They actually, I believe, break into a commercial. Oh, no, it's after this story. The guy that shot everybody up in Texas.
Oh, yeah. Sicko.
Who, by the way, passed out in court today.
He did?
Yeah. I'm sure his blood sugar was off. I'm sure he wasn't upset about shooting people.
Their children. Haskell will be in court today. He is held in jail without bond there in Texas.
And either that or his lungs were crushed by his fat.
Coming in, ladies and gentlemen.
He couldn't breathe.
With me, we're getting this information just as I'm speaking. It is a story out of Sports Illustrated. It is the story called I Am Coming Home. I'm Coming Home. This is just in from Sports Illustrated. This is what it is saying. And in there, it is saying that LeBron is quoted as saying, before anyone ever cared where I would play basketball, I was a kid from Northeast Ohio. He goes on to talk about feeling good about it. The passion can be overwhelming, but it drives me. I want to give them hope when I can. I want to inspire the children when I can. My
Shut up.
Northeast Ohio is bigger than basketball. I did not
read it. I don't want to hear the letter.
The past 4 years helped raise me into learning it. I am learning it.
How the NBC affiliate handled it.
I'm 70 pounds overweight. I was down to my last.
Ooh, they're in a commercial.
They broke in. Whoa, wait a sec. They break
sure
into
did.
A commercial?
Yeah.
Someone call Slimgenics and let them know.
Yeah, they owned them a spot.
They have a make dude.
70 pounds.
Yeah, I got him to do a make dude.
Down to my last.
Look at that. The way they cut out.
I know, we think that guy's still fat.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm John Anderson along with Maureen Kyle, and we have breaking news. We may have our first serious clue here on the LeBron James situation. SportsIllustrated.com is reporting. They have an article that was helped written here by LeBron James, and you see the headline right there. It says, I am coming
helped
home.
Written by LeBron James.
NBA everybody keeps
MVP
saying, I am coming
White
home.
Returning to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Maureen, quick as I'm reading this,
right.
Your
let's
quick impression. We've been waiting so long for this. Your first impression of that LeBron,
who's LeBron
team is coming home.
Well, we were waiting on his website for so long, for days now. We've been watching LeBronJames.com, and now I'm wondering, and I asked you as we were running out here on set, could this be calculated, that all eyes were on LeBronJames.com, then all of a sudden, this is a byline. This article says, by LeBron James, as told by Lee, what's
what
his,
is she I, trying to prove?
Lee Jenkins. So
he can announce it any way he wants.
Was this more calculated to divert everybody to LeBronJames.com than he releases this article through Sports Illustrated? That's my initial reaction.
Right.
My other initial reaction is,
oh my God, get out of your own room, bitch. He's coming to Cleveland.
Cavs fans wanted.
It's news, honey.
Cleveland wanted.
As I read through this
she's
article,
mad she
a
had
very
to stare at LeBron's website for 4 days.
Yeah. She's embarrassed.
Decision. And says it was very tough.
Mm-hmm.
He had cried over this decision, but he felt that it was the right decision. He says, quote, I went to Miami because of D. Wade and Chris Bosh. We made sacrifices. But when I left Cleveland, I was on a mission.
We're watching the Cleveland stations as they break into coverage, including the middle of a commercial,
NBC
to announce LeBron.
Yeah, Slimgenics. Jeez. So that was NBC. Here's CBS. And then Fox will be last.
With offices throughout the state, I'll be there.
Another commercial?
And I'll make.
Do they cut into
pay.
It?
They did.
Oh, man.
Everybody's in commercials at the same time.
Another make it
with
for
offices throughout the state,
MissNewLaw.com.
And I'll make them pay.
Oh, he got around. Maybe that was the end of the commercial.
Breaking news just into the 19 Action News newsroom concerning LeBron James.
Wait, Uncle Phil's doing
after
news.
Days of speculation.
Fresh
will he or won't he?
Look like Uncle Phil.
Now LeBron James is returning to Cleveland to the Cleveland Cavaliers. LeBron has made his decision and he is coming home. Now, who says that you can't go home again? Well, this caps off days of endless speculation and hope a part of the Cavs fans who are crushed, were crushed as they learned 4 years ago, really started a rally around this possibility last week or so. Now, they have all been forgetting about the last 4 years.
This station's handling it the best. At least they have a package of highlights.
Well, of course, to the NBA Finals. LeBron James, of course, called King James when he was here. Now he's
really?
Of course,
good God.
Every day, somebody saying something different. Now Sports Illustrated telling us that LeBron is coming back to the Cavaliers, back to the
Cavs. What are you talking about? I already said he was going back to Cleveland before today.
Now, Paul, this is huge news.
I like the rest of Cleveland. Cleveland or maybe even the country.
Newsroom is a buzz right now. This is a report from Sports Illustrated.
There's some major voice pushers in this story, aren't there?
Do their voices match their... Wouldn't you think his voice would be the guy on the left?
Yeah, you summed it up perfectly.
Perhaps.
And then the other way around?
Nothing on LeBronJames.com just yet. And we've got the Sports Illustrated page. I think we can probably show that to our viewers on the big board over there. But yes, Sports Illustrated in this genre, sports obviously, is an authority. They're saying he is coming back to Cleveland. LeBronJames.com.
I'm actually questioning the validity of Sports Illustrated.
The page that we told you about, SI.com. I'm coming home.
You know, this is so huge.
This is funny.
They're trying to cover their asses in case it was fake.
Well, there's nothing to be said here. The story is so short, and yet they have to kill all this.
They have to go on and on and on.
Arguably the best player in the NBA.
Vivi wants to jump in on this, by the way. 248.
He's coming back when he can still...
544-1051.
Now they're showing highlights from 4 years ago.
Games back
people
here,
ripping up jerseys.
Championship folks are going to just...
That's kind of connected, I would say.
Yeah, much better than
they said he wouldn't. Well, they've been proven wrong. If
sad news from Miami as Hurricane Jasper...
Here's another station.
...has claimed the life of LeBron James of the Miami Heat. Mr. James was swept away by the storm surge that destroyed 90% of the Florida Peninsula last night. Once again, we're reporting the sad death of LeBron James and the rest of the Miami
Heat. That's Louis C.K.
And 12 million other people.
LeBron James has not been swept away by a storm.
All right.
What's that Louis C.K. from?
It was like the fourth episode of the year or something.
Sad news from Miami as Hurricane Jasmine Forsythe has claimed the life of LeBron James of the Miami Heat. Mr. James was swept away by the storm surge that destroyed 90% of the Florida Peninsula last night. Once again, we're reporting the sad death of LeBron James and the rest of the Miami Heat and 12 million other people.
That is how it would
That's
be
exactly
reported,
how it'd be done.
12 million other people.
Wow, brilliant. Right. Again, repeating, LeBron James is not dead. No. That was from Louis C.K., the television show.
All right, last one, Fox. This is how Fox handled it.
I can't wait.
Weeknights at 5 and 10 on Fox 8 News.
Oh, their own promo into the break-in. That was ideal.
Breaking news in the Fox 8 newsroom right now. LeBron has made his decision.
Right on Sports Illustrated.
He has to hold up a laptop.
LeBron James is coming.
She's pointing to his laptop.
Everybody else had the graphic ready.
What? We'll get the very latest by Fox 8 sports reporter P.J. Ziegler live in our newsroom. P.J., what
do you have to go to a newsroom?
Hi, Gabe. Hi, Jennifer. Good afternoon to you. Yeah, this is the news coming down just minutes ago.
They're announcing that he's coming back. That's it.
I bet you he's closer to them than I am to you.
And it was actually SI.com exclusive. I'm coming home is what the headline reads.
All right, end of story. Go back to programming.
NBA MVP explains why he's returning to Cleveland as told by Lee Jenkins. Now, I'm going to read a little bit from this SI.com article. In it, I was a kid from Northeast Ohio. It's where I walked. It's where I ran.
Lee Jenkins sounds like today.
It's where I bled.
Rock over getting the story.
This letter is so fake. We will read it word for word, and I will point out the many places it's fake.
But it drives me. I want to give them hope when I can. I want to inspire them when I can. My relationship with Northeast Ohio.
This is the strangest free agent signing ever. If any of that is true.
That 4 years ago, I do now. This, according to LeBron James, as told by Lee Jenkins on SI.com. Again, if you're just joining us, LeBron James is coming back to Cleveland to play for the Cavaliers, according to SI.com, and his story being told by Lee Jenkins. And this article goes on to say, remember when I was sitting up there at the Boys and Girls Club in 2010, I was thinking, this is really tough. I could feel it. I was leaving something I had spent a long time creating. If I had to do it all over again, I'd obviously do things differently, but I'd still have left.
Whatever.
Miami, for me, has been about the experiences I had,
the
story being told by LeBron James.
You know, all this...
He said Lee Jenkins again.
I can hardly take it.
So wait, Leroy...
People reading the letters driving me crazy.
Me Leroy Jenkins signed with the Cavs?
The fact that people are reading the letter and acting like it's authentic is driving me crazy.
Oh.
Because the letter...
I can't believe how many people today I've heard that are like, I believe him. That's, you know, he wrote that.
Well, it's funny, though, that people feel compelled to tell you that they think it's real. I mean, how often does someone write a letter when anyone even questions that they wrote it?
Oh, I know.
And the only reason people are telling you they think it's real is because obviously it's being questioned by any sure you won with common sense. In my opinion, if I had to guess who helped him based on reading it, it's very Mitch Albom-esque. It is. It's real.
It is.
Flowery and sweet and for all the right reasons.
The human spirit. And,
it's like it has nothing to do with basketball.
You're right. Our intern, Amber, put it best. She goes, well, it obviously wasn't written by him. There were no at the end of the days.
Well, they even mentioned that he wanted to talk uninterrupted. If he wanted to talk uninterrupted, would he really talk like that?
Nope.
Chuck?
Hi, guys.
How you doing, Chuck?
Good.
Go ahead, buddy.
This is the most contrived, phony thing I've ever heard in my life. Everybody's falling for it. This is just the biggest image polishing letter written by some press agent because he's one of the most hated people on the planet.
Thank you.
Everybody's falling for this. It makes me crazy.
You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, Chuck, you couldn't be more correct about that. He's trying to fix something. You know, I was thinking about this today. I'm stunned that he thought that show, the decision, that after they did the decision, he still thought everything was cool enough to make that appearance with the two Heat players.
Yeah, the not one, not two.
Yeah, I mean, he still didn't get it at that point.
Nope.
The show alone pissed a lot of people off, but when he said, I'm taking my talents to South Beach, everyone couldn't stand him at that moment. And for some reason, even a couple days later, he still didn't know that. Now, after obviously, a certain amount of time went by. No one can be so insulated as to not figure out that, oh, my God, everyone used to love me. And they all hate me now.
Mm-hmm.
They really did. And people rooted against him. And so clearly, maybe since that time, whenever he figured that out, I think since that time, it's probably been eating at him that, you know, I'm the best basketball player in the world in the regular season and in the third quarter in the playoffs. I want to be liked, too. I want people to like me. What do I have to do? And clearly, this was the only move he could make.
Of course he wants to be liked. Well, he already got his championships.
Yeah. But why can't he just admit that, you know, I didn't like being a villain. I want my hometown fans to root for me, and it was a mistake, and I'm going back to try and fix. I mean, just focus on fixing instead of all this flowery bull crap about how he wants talent to stay in Northeast Ohio. I mean, that bull crap, it's so obvious he didn't write that.
Why did he even need to put out an article? You know, why not just announce one paragraph?
Because
he's trying to make good.
He wants to explain a lot of things, but he doesn't want to answer questions and get caught up in good questions and follow-ups and whatnot. He wants to say it his way or the way his PR people want to say it.
It's pretty genius on his PR departments.
Well, the fact that
it's pretty smart of them, actually.
The fact that they're
because he doesn't have
idiots.
To answer questions. He's not going to do any press conference, and he's going to act like he's not doing a press conference because the decision was so bad, and now he realizes that.
The fact that there are idiots who believe he wrote this letter, or are trying to give him credit for it, or saying that he wrote it with somebody else's help. Are you? Please, you couldn't have read the same letter I read.
What a lie. It's about basketball. That's it.
Is this Rock? Hello?
Chuck.
Oh, Chuck, I'm sorry. Chuck's gone. Chuck's gone. I want to talk to Rock. Hey, Rock.
Hey, yeah, this is Rock.
Is that
cool? There's a guy named Rock out there.
That's awesome.
Go ahead, Rock.
Hello?
Yeah, speak up.
Okay, you know what the best part of this whole thing is, guys?
What is that?
First of all, you guys nailed the PR department, did a great job for LeBron. There's no way he wrote the letter. But my favorite part of this whole story is ESPN did not get the scoop. I love it that Sports Illustrated got it.
Is there anybody more bummed out today than Chris Broussard?
Totally.
There's some really upset people over that, I guarantee it.
With the day and age of Twitter and all this, and they released it with a letter, and I love it, and ESPN doesn't get it. I think that's great.
Now, you know, is the reason for that because ESPN was part of the decision?
The decision has to be.
That idea came from Jim Gray. Jim Gray took it to ESPN. Remember, Jim Gray hosted it.
From the ESPN book.
And, of course, ESPN loved it. Oh, my God, an hour of television, the ratings, the money.
It was going to be their lead into the ESPYs.
And so now he doesn't tell ESPN first. He tells SI. What does that say? What do you think, Rock? What do you think of my theory?
I think you're dead on. But one more thing. I mean, like, you would think TMZ would get it or
TMZ, I don't know. No, for a story like this, I'm not sure. I mean, this is one person controlled this, I guess. Yeah. Well, him and his people.
The most surprising thing is the fact that they kept it quiet as long as they kept it quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't think he decided this morning and his PR department got together and wrote the letter.
That's him. I mean, I give him credit for that. He must have kept it quiet.
Or Lee Jenkins or anybody in his on his... or anybody in his team.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Well, I don't think he told the majority of his people.
No. But a lot of people knew anyway that he was going to Cleveland.
I think people just were guessing. I don't know how they'd know unless he told them. Let's see. Is this Matt?
Yeah, how are you, sir?
Good, Matt. What's up?
You know, this guy just makes me nauseous. You know, I'll tell you what. I guarantee, just like Michael Jackson, there's not a single person in his entourage that ever says no to that man. He makes stupid mistakes. He got a, what was he, a 2.8 with a GPA, and he wrote that article? No.
No, he didn't write it. Sounds like Mitch Albom wrote it.
He went to college in Miami.
I couldn't agree with you more, Drew. Mitch Albom wrote that, whoever it did.
It sounds like he wrote it.
It really does sound like a Mitch Albom article.
What I want to know is, when is the NBA going to rein this clown in? It's the NBA, not the LeBron Basketball Association.
But he's good for the NBA's business.
Matt, what do you want the NBA to do? That's funny. I mean, I know exactly what you're saying, but how does the NBA rein him in? He hasn't really done anything wrong by NBA standards. Has he?
Well, you know what? I think what he's doing is he's upstaging the NBA. The NBA should be the one that releases all of this information. It shouldn't be a circus, a dog and pony show to see how many tweets this clown can get.
You know, that's really... But you make a really interesting point.
But this has been the best thing for the NBA. It really has. The whole talk this week has been on LeBron James and the NBA and other free agencies and all the dominoes that are going to fall.
But if this free agency signing went through the NBA home office, you know, like any other piece of information it wouldn't change it any. People would still be speculating like wildfire. People are dying to know what he's going to do.
Things always get leaked. It would never go. I mean, the NBA office really doesn't announce all of them.
No, in other sports, I think it's kind of become the way. I mean, guys announce sometimes signing or things like that through Twitter.
Yeah, I think
there are guys that do that. I mean, if it's a trade, obviously the league would announce it or the team would announce it. But
it was a big mystery, you know, when his wife tweeted that I'm coming home 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people didn't know what that was. Management said, we're going home. And LeBron said, okay.
Thanks, Matt. Joe, go ahead, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing, man?
Oh, this is LeBron Joe.
Yeah, this is the LeBron Joe.
He hasn't paid up on a bet yet.
We didn't even have a bet. You two cared after game one. Anyway.
What? What did he say?
Tell you.
What did he say about after game one?
You wouldn't call back after game one.
Yeah, you disappeared.
I told you I was busy and I'm never scared to call you guys.
You've been in your mama's womb since game one.
And I called you to say this. I didn't buy not one, not two, not three, not four, but not five. I bought six season tickets for the Cavaliers.
Oh, wait, you're not a Heat fan anymore?
No, I'm now officially a Cavalier fan. You know how that happened about a...
Wait, now how would you... Are you serious about going to Cavaliers games?
No, I'm going to just broker the tickets. They're going to make me a ton of money.
Oh, okay. Is that your business?
No, I just decided today, you know, why not cash in on the second decision?
Hey, cool, man, if you can do it. If you can hustle up a few bucks, go ahead, man. Other people are doing it too. Now you're the...
I'm gonna go to the I can't wait till Miami comes in Cleveland. I'm gonna go to that one, I'll pick some of the, you know, pick and choose which ones I'll go to. Some of the highlight games I'll go to. But I called to say this: I'm not happy about how this was done. I was just talking to a business partner of mine and a friend. It's home. He said it's home. I think it was crazy how he went about it. I would have stayed in Miami and finished out there. But, you know, what happens in another couple years? Are we going to go through this again?
Hopefully, he'll go back to Miami.
No, I would have never went to work for Dan Gilbert. I would have never done that after all of that. You know, I never
would. You know, that is really interesting that he's able to swallow that.
Of course, Drew. But
he has to save his ass, to save his reputation, for people to love honestly, him again. He kind of had to do that.
But who cares what Gilbert said 4 years ago? Does it really matter?
A man of his stature doesn't have to do anything to get people to like him.
Who, LeBron? Are you kidding? Do you know how many people still hate him, Joe?
No. You have to be a bigger person because people are going to disagree with you on. And you're going to have people on both sides. I just say live your life. And to hell with root for those that root for you, and to hell with those.
But Joe, his hometown, the people who loved him, who raised him, who nurtured him, his entire hometown, he completely dissed them and he wanted them back. He knew he screwed up. I give him credit for that.
Okay, my friend here, Mike, he's very tough because he agrees with you. I disagree.
You don't think LeBron wanted to fix what he screwed up 4 years ago? Of course that's why he's doing this.
Go ahead, my friend Mike's got something to say. Go ahead, Mike. Well, you know,
what's going on here?
Is this partner? I'm totally confused.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, you got it, man. Hey, listen, screwed up 4 years ago. I thought going to Miami was an excellent decision.
Well, yeah, you got to play with your best friends.
Yeah, four years ago, he showed a lot of maturity with the other guys, taking pay cuts to go ahead and get a ring because without a ring, you're nobody. I don't care what your name was.
Wait, but don't you think he could have won a ring in Cleveland?
No. Dan Gilbert wasn't doing it the way he needed to bring people in.
Now he is all of a sudden?
You're going to see some changes. They already started making changes. You know, you're going to see even more. Okay? I bet you Kevin Love ends up in Cleveland.
Of course he is. That's part of the whole deal.
Is he going to Cleveland because Kyrie Irving is there? Or is he going because LeBron James is there?
Absolutely he's going because LeBron's there. He would never go to Cleveland otherwise. But LeBron's going to Cleveland to make good because people hate him for what he did 4 years ago.
I'm going to tell you what I told you months ago, weeks ago. You don't even go drink by yourself. You always call a buddy and say, hey, let's go for a drink. So he wanted to go to Miami with some buddies to play basketball.
Oh, Joe, come on. Guys didn't used to do that. Superstars don't do that. They're bigger than that. They don't need to do anything with anybody else. And I think he could have lifted that Cleveland team to a championship, too. He almost did. He was in the finals.
The only thing I do by myself, I stopped doing when I was 15.
What?
Really?
You stopped?
You stopped it at 15? if anything, I think it would pick up at age 15.
That's interesting. Well, I love how Joe brought reinforcements with him this time. Okay, guys, have a great day.
All right, take care now.
See
you. We love you, Joe.
Hey, tell that guy to get a job and move out of his mom's house.
Thankfully, so he's going to be moving some tickets, huh?
Thankfully, Larry King has tweeted about it.
Oh, I'm on pins and needles. What does King have to say?
Congratulations, King James. I spent time with him 5 years ago at his house in Ohio. I know how much he loved Cleveland.
And there's the picture attached, him dribbling basketball on his car.
Oh, my God. It's funny to think that LeBron...
LeBron, by the way, dribbling the ball, like looking up like a normal person.
Yeah.
Larry's looking at the ball like a five-year-old.
It's funny to think that LeBron was at enough of a low point ever in this world that he actually agreed to do an interview with Larry King at his house.
Larry's more recent tweet, though, is, I don't care who wins between Argentina and Germany. Do you? Hashtag World Cup. The Yankees pitching staff has been destroyed this year through injuries. Eastern Division is weak, so they have a shot.
Who has a shot?
The Yankees.
Oh, the Yankees? Oh, I don't know about that.
Only King James knows what he wants to do. Wish him all the best in his decision. That was 2 hours ago.
Did you catch all the people?
Wait. That was 2 hours ago. He had already made his decision.
Did you catch all the people this morning who were saying, without some kind of assy-kissy thing with Dan Gilbert, this was not going to happen?
Yeah. Broussard.
A lot of people got that wrong. A lot of people. And I'm kind of led to believe by that letter that there was some kind of get-together. There was some meeting of the minds between Gilbert and LeBron. I mean, wouldn't that be fascinating to know how that went?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it went okay. But Gilbert, this is the thing.
Do you think it really matters anything what Gilbert said in the past to LeBron?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I think with a lot of guys it would matter. He called him a coward. He was a cheese ball, though. I mean, it was a lame-ass thing he did to the town and to the management, too.
LeBron?
I mean, those...
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it was the way he did it was insane.
It was brutal. How dare you announce it on a television show? Those people put out big people, people at the top of their profession in the NBA, got their best people together, put the best packages they could ever dream up for that guy to get him to come to town, got people to meet him and chopper him here and fly him there and entertain him here, and he announces his decision on a television show? Not even a phone call? Or did he call him before the show? I don't think he did that.
No.
Did he?
No.
How embarrassing.
Remember they claimed they were going to?
Yes.
And then they never did?
No. Joe, what's the deal with this earthquake, man?
Oh, no.
6.8 magnitude earthquake.
Where?
Eastern Japan.
It's not close enough.
Nope.
And besides, it's not
Saturday. Should we call him up and tell him, first of all, it's Friday, and second of all, this is Eastern Japan, dude.
Well, you know what he'll do? He'll say, well, if you would have checked my website, I predicted that. Even if he did.
Go to his website, Joe. See if he's probably talking about it. Yeah, I'm sure he's trying to connect himself to this.
There was a guy that tweeted us today saying there was a 9.6 magnitude recorded in Florida due to the heat bandwagon collapsing.
What are the texts?
Doesn't say anything.
Drew, he didn't have to do bleep. I've lost some respect for him working for Gilbert. I bet my house Joe would suck off. Oh, come on. Jeez.
I think anybody can figure out the rest of that sentence.
How about bringing some sanity to the situation? Play Joakim Noah. Who the hell vacations in Cleveland or goes to Cleveland? Audio. It's awesome. Put Cleveland back in its place. Huh? Play Joakim.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was a
He made a comment about it.
What did he say?
Cleveland about what crap it is. No one goes there.
Screw LeBron James. I'm trading his ass right back to Miami as soon as I get the next NBA 2K release. Wait, Joakim Noah's ragging him for going
Don't
to Cleveland?
Don't we have that audio? I think we have it from a while ago.
We have in one.
It's his hometown. Duh.
I know. It has nothing to do with it.
How could Joakim Noah not understand that?
Well, this was way before, though.
Yeah.
I don't think he's talking about LeBron.
I don't think it has anything to do with LeBron.
Well, thanks for the text. Completely wasting a minute of our time.
Kind of plays into it.
Well, play it.
Yeah, it's
how?
It's in one.
Do you regret anything that you said about Cleveland?
Not at all. You like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say, I'm going to Cleveland on vacation. I mean, what's so good about Cleveland?
I had somebody say that to me once when I went to Baltimore. Like, what are you doing in Baltimore, for business? I said, no, I'm here for a vacation. They go, no one comes to Baltimore to vacation.
Oh, come on. People go to Baltimore to see a few Orioles games if you're a big baseball fan.
And then I
go
went
there.
To D.C. after.
Hell yeah, the Baltimore, Washington area, that's worth at least 4 days. And all then, those things you can see in D.C.
And then he told me how he just got off heroin a month before. Cold turkey. He locked himself in a cabin for 3 months. It was quite the conversation.
Hey, tell that guy to get a job moved out of his mom's house.
Needless to say, while I'm having this conversation with the guy, Julie is taking our luggage and moving about 50 yards the other way.
LeBron Harris poll? Miami? Reverse of yesterday?
This is great. Brian says, like I said, the best thing about LeBron going back to Cleveland is that D-Wade can roll around the court in his wheelchair for the rest of his career. Bye-bye, Miami. See you in the draft lottery the next 10 years. That is pretty funny. How about the lack of loyalty with this jabroni? The Heat gave him every opportunity, and he got to the finals every year he was there. And to repay them, the second they look like they might not be invincible, he books it and abandons Miami like he did to Cleveland before. Great point.
He's trying to fix LeBron love. All those Ohio people hating on him was just too much. I kind of understand that.
I hope he slips on talcum powder on the scores table during his first game and breaks his leg.
That talcum powder shtick, by the way, is the dumbest thing. God, I hate that.
People are pissed off about LeBron. Oh, yeah. I'm going to read that one. It's about soccer.
You want to call some Miami people, see how they're feeling about this?
I would love to.
Do you think they're really pissed?
And if people see...
I haven't gotten any feeling of how Miami's taking any of this.
No, well, other than that one billboard, that's the only thing we've seen. The spray-painted face.
Right.
But I'm dying to see more reaction from Cleveland fans and Miami fans, if anybody knows where they're at, other than those two guys that ran 3 miles to LeBron's house.
Stupid. Matt's going to have the update in about 15 minutes. It's 3:43. Make it 17 or 18 minutes. And after the update, we'll read the letter word for word. I'm sure you probably heard it before. I would love to point out, and I'm sure Mark will have ideas too, as to just how phony it is, how fake, how obvious it's not LeBron's writing. I don't know why they even put it off like that. Why didn't he just say, LeBron with help from blank?
Help from...
You could say that. Miami Harris poll today. How's Miami taking LeBron? 2 days of LeBron Harris polls. This is almost too much. Harris is really acting up lately. Oh, hi, Ms. Harris. It's Drew and Mark calling on Detroit Sports Radio, and we're doing a Harris poll today, asking people named Harris how they feel about LeBron James going back to Cleveland.
You're joking, right?
No.
Okay. It's a business, though.
No, sure it is. And I'm sure that's why he did it. So you support his move back?
I could care less, truthfully.
Really?
Didn't you enjoy all those championships he brought to Miami, the two championships? The great third quarter play?
Takes more than one person.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know Bosch is gone, too, now, right?
No, I don't really follow basketball.
I'm telling you.
I can tell, because if you think that they're going to win championships without LeBron, then you better think again.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Are you worried it's going to hurt the economy?
No, I'm not.
Did you not concerned about losing your job?
Oh, my God.
She's what? Upset she's going to lose her job.
That's why I better go to work.
She freaked out completely.
Mm-hmm.
She realizes the full impact LeBron has on her life now. What's with these people that just don't seem to care about the NBA? Harris is in the mid-afternoon.
Well, they're at home.
The mid-afternoon Harris crowd just doesn't... Hey, Mr. Harris, it's Drew and Mark calling on Detroit Sports Radio, and we're doing a Harris poll today, asking people named Harris how they feel about LeBron James going back to Cleveland.
It's going to crush the Miami Heat, but, you know, he's a free agent. He can do what he wants.
You're not a little pissed at him, though?
No.
Not going to burn your LeBron jerseys?
No.
Not going to take the posters down out of your bedroom?
No.
Are you gonna... You have posters of LeBron in your bedroom?
No.
Yes, you do. Admit it.
Are you going to cancel your season tickets?
I wish.
Oh, I see. Are you going to stop watching the Heat?
No, I'm going to keep watching the Heat.
Really? Okay. Even when they lose 50 games?
Hey, I've watched them lose 70 games. I mean, you know.
You sound like a pretty serious fan.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're not more upset about LeBron.
I'm not.
All right. How excited were you 4 years ago when he came to Miami?
I thought it was a good idea. You know, I was pleased.
You're just pleased. Yeah, you're pretty even keel, Mr. Harris.
That's correct.
Yeah, you need to get a little more emotional.
What are you on, Prozac or Zoloft?
Both.
All right, well, I'm glad you're taking it so well.
Jeez.
I wonder how you'll feel when they start losing their ass, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll try you back. Thank you, sir.
I should have told him about the billboard that LeBron bought.
Oh, yeah, that would have brought him down.
I don't think anything was going to bundle that, Mr. Harris.
It seems that way.
Although he's got so much free time, he's going to watch them when they lose 70 games.
I don't know. I think he was sandbagging a little bit. I think he's pretty pissed.
You think he's balling right now after he hung up the phone because he couldn't keep it together?
I think he broke something when he heard the news. He watches a lot of games. He's got to be pissed. Oh, hi, Ms. Harris.
Hi.
It's Drew and Mark calling on Detroit Sports Radio, and we're doing a Harris poll today, asking people named Harris how they feel about LeBron James leaving Miami.
Well, this is choice.
Yeah, I know, but aren't you a little upset? I mean, he kind of made a commitment to your area.
No, I'm not upset. I'm a Heat fan, but hey, if you want to go.
But he picked Cleveland over you guys.
I know, and that's terrible.
I mean,
we talked about him, but
I mean,
if that's his choice, what can we do?
I mean, he must have really, really hated Miami to go for Cleveland. Don't you think?
I know you're right. He made his money in Miami.
Yeah. Yeah, takes the money right out of the economy and then bolts, goes back home.
Did you see his...
That's what they do to us.
Did you see his quotes in the paper, what he said about the city of Miami?
What?
You didn't see? Oh, they're really bad. I don't even know if I can repeat them.
Oh, my God.
Something about all the bad people down there. And
something about they can kiss my ass if they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And they can...
I said he was just dragging them through this so he could be the star.
Said something about, I don't care about those coke-taking nightclub and idiots. What do they know about basketball?
I hope they all get skin cancer and die.
Oh, my God.
Are you a little more upset with him now after hearing his quotes?
Nah, I don't care. Let him go. And if that's what he wants, go back there. Burned his shirts and all that kind of stuff.
Well, maybe you should burn his shirt, too.
He liked that, must be.
You can leave the posters up in your bedroom of LeBron after all that?
I don't have a thing in my house.
Oh, as if.
Really? What do you masturbate do with?
What?
I don't know which shirt she got off.
Pardon me?
Did you see the...
Watching him play basketball. Her TV, technically.
Did you see the full-page ad he took out in the paper?
No, I didn't have the paper.
Oh, boy. Do you want me to tell you about it? It might be online.
No, that's okay. I'll talk to you another...
She'll go online and look at it, I guess.
Bye-bye.
I'm curious to hear what it was, though. What is it?
It's a close-up of his genitalia, and it just said, "Suck it, Heat fans."
Oh, my God.
I know. It was really...
That is why I'm amazed. Aren't you amazed that the Miami Herald would print his penis?
Tough time at the papers, Drew. Take whatever advertising you can get.
Wouldn't that be wild if they did? If you had a picture of his penis.
Suck it, Miami Heat fans. I can't believe all those quotes. Those are really...
Suck it.
Really low class.
Oh, I know. He is classless. He'll probably want to go back there, just like he's going back to Cleveland now.
Yeah, every 4 years. Goes back and forth.
I think it's intentional. He wants people to burn his jerseys so they have to buy new ones when he comes back. Hello, Mr. Harris. It's Drew and Mark calling on Detroit Sports Radio, and we're doing a Harris poll asking people named Harris how they feel about LeBron James now that he's going back to Cleveland.
I don't care less. I whether LeBron stay or go, I have my business to pay. I don't care less, honestly.
Oh, you care. You care.
You don't care less. That means you really... Do you care, though, right?
Yeah, this is double negative. You care a lot.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, if you want to start being honest, go ahead.
Honestly, whether LeBron stay or not, I have to pay my car payment next month. Honestly, I don't care. When he was here, it was fun, but where he go, where he stay?
Well, it was probably easier to make your car payment while he was there pumping money into the economy.
So they say, I never see a penny.
So it's going to be harder for you. And I think you need to expand your horizons if you're basing all things you care about on whether or not you make your car payment.
Sir, listen, I'm going to answer you. Maybe make your car payment, but to be truly, I'm going to answer you. While he was here, it was good for the city. But me personally, it didn't mean one way or another for me. Honestly.
Right. That's why you didn't hear what I said. You need to expand your horizons. You can't base everything on that.
Yeah, but I mean, you call me fast, but what you say, honestly, I don't, it don't matter to me one way or the other. Honestly. I never been to a game anyway.
What?
I never went to a game? Nice supporter.
Huh?
Why didn't you support him? Maybe that's why he left. He's pissed at you.
I never go to a game. I don't care one way or the other, sir. Honestly.
All right. Well, you see, clearly, you really need to expand your horizons. You haven't been to a game? My God. Come on, get out.
You don't care one way or another.
Hey, what kind of car do you drive?
It don't matter. LeBron James go. I never see a game.
Yeah, your whole life's based on your car payment. I want to know what kind of car you drive, too.
See if you can downgrade.
What kind of wheels do you have?
I drive a Camry.
That's a Camry?
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice car. Why don't you drive a Civic and go to a game once in a while?
Listen to me. While he was here, it was fun. But I understand that life goes on, you know?
I know. I just thought maybe somebody down there would be a little miffed at the whole thing. Just want to pop off. Why don't you ever pop off about something instead of your car payment?
You know, I'm glad for LeBron. I'm glad for the city, but on a personal note,
please. You going to repeat this mantra over and over? Is this your religion, not caring about LeBron?
No. You asked about
you repeat it like a mantra.
Huh?
You repeat it like a mantra that you don't care.
I glad for Cleveland. I glad for Miami. I mean,
but all right. Well, just don't listen. If it's not LeBron, next time somebody calls and asks your opinion about something, could you just pop off a little bit? Just pop off a little bit. Get fired up. Make something happen.
Thank you for calling.
Well, thanks for your non-opinion anyway, and good luck with your car payments.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks, man.
See ya.
His opinion is that he has no opinion.
Exactly.
He was very animated.
He and everyone else.
That he has no opinion.
He likes popping off about the fact that he has no opinion.
He's very proud about making those car payments on the camera.
Well, that's it. Nobody cares, which makes me feel good, actually. Yeah. Send the tape to LeBron. New Detroit Sports 105.1. Mask.